5.19 Part 1
And now it's time for our book of the week, which is The Winter of Our Disconnect by Susan Mousehart. Jenny, to start with, it's a good title, isn't it?
Yes, brilliant. And it was a fascinating experiment and a good read.
Tell us about it.
Well, Susan Mousehart is a journalist who's bringing up three teenage children. She decided to do the experiment after reaching a point where she felt that the whole family, especially her children, were all living in their own little worlds, with headphones on, plugged into their laptops or their iPods or their smartphones, and that they weren't relating to the other people in the family.
So it wasn't just her children who were permanently plugged into an electrical device.
Well, she admits that she herself was quite addicted to her phone and to her iPod and her laptop, and that she was constantly reading news sites and Googling information. But it was really her children who were totally dependent on new technology. In the book, she makes the interesting distinction between digital immigrants and digital natives.
What does that mean?
She describes herself as a digital immigrant. That's to say, someone who didn't grow up with digital technology, which is really anyone who was born before 1980. Her children are digital natives, which means that they were born after computers and the internet were already part of life.
Well, that's me then.
Yeah. Well, the main difference, she says, is that digital immigrants use the technology to find information or to listen to music, but digital natives live and breathe the technology. So for them, living without it is like living without water, without electricity, in the Dark Ages.
What were the rules of the experiment?
The family had to live for 6 months without using any electrical gadgets in the house with a screen. So, no smartphones, no TVs, no laptops or computers, no video consoles, and no iPods. They were allowed to use technology at school or at friends' houses or in internet cafes. And they were allowed to use landline phones, but everything else was switched off for the whole 6 months.
Gosh, how on earth did she get the children to agree?
She bribed them. She told them she was going to write a book about the experiment and that they would share in any profits that she made from the book.
Wow. No, that was very clever of her.